Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right. Four-pack of tickets to join us. Flyers, Sabres. Wednesday, December 3rd. We're giving away 2 4-packs, by the way, today. Best two answers we get to the dumbest thing ever to apologize for. Because to me, it'd be pretty dumb to pay Bryce Harper more money as an apology. Some people want to do it. Think it might happen. Think it could happen. I mean, Kyle's signing off on it. I got Hugh over here saying he thinks it's going to happen. I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah,
the
I think
idea.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Paying Bryce Harper more money. How about no? How about no on that? Well, we'll get to some things coming out of the Packers locker room that we need to talk about heading into the game on Monday Night Football. 215-592-9494. Juice is in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Hey, Hugh. What's up, Joe?
Juice. What's up, pal?
What's up, fellas? All right. So real quick, two things. One, I wouldn't be extending Bryce Harper. If I would trade him before I extend him.
You know, I would do. Juice, I would do the same thing. I don't want to trade him. I'm not in the camp of let's get rid of him. I like Bryce Harper on the Phillies. But there's just no way I'm giving a guy with 6 years left on his contract more money.
6 years, and he's on the downside
yep.
of his career.
Yep.
So I wouldn't – he would have to get another MVP or be close to it before I would think about, you know, and it's, you know, extending him. And as far as him having his feelings hurt, I mean, he plays in Philly.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you need to have thick skin. And the crazy part is, Juice, for the most part, he has had thick skin when it comes to us, right? Like, he usually is pretty good about it when it doesn't happen often. But when he gets booed once in a while, he doesn't seem like it bothers him. And he says, I'd boo me too. Like, he seems to have pretty thick skin with the fans. But this obviously is
yeah,
not working.
That struck a nerve.
Yeah, it did.
Is that pandering? I mean.
Maybe.
No?
Yeah, I mean, it could be some of it.
It's being strategic.
Yeah, well, that
I mean. To me, if you want to be honest about it, it's a strategic move because he knows how this fan base feels about him. And the fact that Dombrowski backed down as quickly as he did
yeah.
kind of lets you know that he still has that kind of leverage, in my opinion. That's kind of how
right.
I look at it.
I hear you. I mean, I get it. So you're going to like my story.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So do you remember Mike Martz, the old coach?
Yeah, the Rams head coach and coordinator
okay.
before that, yep.
He had of a bacterial virus in his abdomen. And it's crazy I say that because I got the same thing. So I had this virus in my abdomen, and I was getting pain in my groin area. So I woke up one morning. I go to the hospital, go to the ER. I couldn't even walk. They had to wheel me in on a wheelchair. I get in there. So the doctors come in. They pull up the robe. They check down there, right? Like 3 or 4 different doctors came in and were checking on me. And every time they came in, I had to pull up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then a nurse comes in. And maybe like an hour or two later, and she's like, I'm here to check on you. I'm like, all right. she turns around to do whatever. I pull my robe up, you know, and I'm just laying there, everything out. And she turns around. She's like, oh, my God. No, no. I just want to check your vitals.
So you're sitting there in all your glory.
Yeah, yep. And she was not there for that. It was a different check.
She was not there for that.
You know, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just, they all came in. They wanted to look. I thought you wanted to look, too.
Yeah, she did not, obviously. Juice, that is a funny story, wild. Man. Good story. We appreciate it. All right, Juice. Juice is lucky that just turned into a laugh and not anything worse.
Yeah, that could have been a... Yeah. That could have been a jail term.
No, but to be fair to him, he's in the hospital, right? The other doctors had checked on an area that was just in some pain.
But still, that's
poor nurse. It's not what you're expecting. You're going in there to check some blood pressure and you see something else. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Not too much. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
How you doing?
Hey, so quickly, Hugh, the Daily Douglas today, it's ironic that you had somebody, I guess they were a Globetrotter, call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remind me of Krusty the Clown with your bets. He bet on the Washington Generals to beat the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, yeah,
he
thought
they would go.
That's crazy.
That's what you sound like. Oh, yeah, Raiders are going to win tonight.
Raiders money
oh,
line.
That's what I saw. No,
Piper taking you right off the cliff.
No, you know what? You know what, Andy? It's because I'm looking at the fact that I know it's a bad team, but he threw four touchdowns in a losing effort.
And I just want Broncos defense.
Yeah, but the Broncos got some injuries though. They got a lot of defensive injuries.
Well, Sertan is out. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a chance. There's a chance. We're just trying to figure out why are we here, Andy? We're trying to figure out a way to sweeten up that parlay.
I'm definitely taking the spread,
I want the parlay.
I might lay it with the Broncos. You got the Raiders are terrible.
I need to juice this thing up though. What we got? Brock Bowers, a tutty. Anytime, Tutty.
I think the Broncos might have the best defense in the league. I'm not betting any of these bets. Plus, Bronco.
Do you know what's going to happen, Andy? I'm going to sit here. Andy's gone. But I'm going to hit y'all what I told you so. I don't mind. See, like, unlike my brethren, he don't like to use I told you so.
You do.
Every chance I get.
I know. We live with this.
I'm going to play out an I told you so card. Every chance I get.
Get ready for Hugh Douglas peacock in if the Raiders keep this thing close.
I'm trying to figure out, like, how are we going to sweeten this parlay?
Plus 430 is pretty sweet on the money line.
No, what I'm saying.
Why are we getting crazy?
You're getting greedy now.
Crazy with the plus 430.
I'm just like, I'm trying to make this thing happen.
Dude, just...
Plus 430.
Sometimes.
Just take the two.
Just take the plus 430, man.
So we ain't got no Brock Bowers anytime, We can't put an anytime Tutty for Brock Bowers?
Do that separately.
You could.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, that's fine.
All right, go for it.
I'll take that.
Could you imagine if you had Bowers anytime and the Raiders money line? The Raiders money line hits, but you don't get the Bowers touchdown.
You feel like crap.
You feel terrible.
Because you already climbed the mountain like an 8.5-point dog won outright. Anyway, can we check in on the Packers as we get set for the game on Monday night? Let's start with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, listen to this. This was about their performance against the Panthers last week, but I was wondering if there was a veiled shot at Jalen Hurts in here. Let's listen to Micah Parsons talking about the Packers and the Panthers a couple weeks ago.
It's difficult when, you know, I think we had two total dropbacks all game. Everything else was like 1-2 and slides. I mean, it's tough. They had two dropbacks all game. They threw 100 yards. So, I mean, if we look at a game like that in the NFL, like, we just didn't play good. Like, not too many quarterbacks just going for 100 yards and running the game.
So
I think it's a compliment. Like I heard you talking about the 100, not too many quarterbacks can throw for 100 and win.
So he was referencing the Bryce Young last week. They beat the Packers, right? He only threw for like 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I just was wondering, was there a little veiled shot at Jalen? Because remember early in the season against the Chiefs.
Jalen threw for 100 and won. And I remember Chris Jones was complaining about the fact that he threw.
Yeah.
And Jalen said, you know, shut up. We won the game.
If it wasn't Micah, I would not put the two things together. But Micah's kind of that guy that would take a little under-the-radar shot.
Well, I'd look at it as a compliment to Jalen, to be honest, because he's right. Ain't too many cats winning that game, only throwing for 100 yards.
Totally. It's rare.
Yeah. And I get, you know, when you talk about Bryce and the fact that, you know, he's been somewhat up and down as a quarterback. But I don't look at I just look at it like, hey, man, you know, you're playing another guy who has won a game like that. Mm-hmm. That's a little scary. You know what I mean? Especially when you talk about how many times they actually drop back as opposed to, you know, the quick throws and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We're not going to throw the ball quick, but we do have the ability to score. Well, it looks like we got the ability to score a lot of points.
The other thing coming out of the Packers locker room, now this is, I've never heard an ACL injury described quite this way. So Tucker Kraft, the star tight end for the Packers, he's gone. ACL injury, out for the season. It's a big injury for them, and it certainly helps the Eagles in this game Monday. Did you hear how Romeo Doubs spoke about his teammate Tucker Kraft? Again, an ACL knee injury, which he will be pretty much fine for once he's recovered from the injury. Let's listen to Romeo Doubs describe his teammate.
Wouldn't wish that, you know, just on, you know, one of our captains or even just your worst enemy. I don't wish that on any man. And, you know, Tucker is in a better place. But again, you just gotta. Next question, please.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. What happened now?
Tucker Kraft tore his ACL.
Wait a minute.
In a better place now, Hugh. He's in a better place.
Listen. I get it.
He also was wearing sunglasses, like as if he was crying.
I get it. He was talking, and he realized when he said he's in a better place, he was like, dog, he ain't dead. And you can't recut. Like, at that point, you just need to do a hard reset.
I also wonder, is the Packers locker room that bad that the IR is a better place? He's out of here.
The fact that we've had some of the juiciest cuts this year come from their locker room, from delusional individuals.
They're goofy. They're goofy in that locker room.
Hey, it's not what he said. Hey, I feel like we can go undefeated. Boom. Lost.
Lose to the Browns.
Lost. I feel, this ain't no trap game. Boom.
Lost.
Trap game.
Player hurts his knee. He's in a better place.
He said, wait. Okay, forget it. Let me just start. Stop asking me questions. That's when you just get mad and be like, why ask me that stupid ass question? Next question. Leave me alone.
Tucker Kraft in a better place with a knee injury. All right.
Better than this old crazy-ass locker room?
I think it was. And, you know, maybe a shot at the locker room. All right. We never got Andy's story of when he had to apologize. Dumbest thing he had to apologize for. Andy, what's up?
Yeah, sorry. My phone went jitterbug.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a list you can pull from, but I was at a party at my friend's house with my now ex-wife. And my friend had just started dating a new girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're at the party. I walk into the kitchen, and there's my wife facing the sink, standing there. So I walk up behind her, and like a fast-pitch softball pitcher, full windmill windup, and smack that ass. She turns around, and it's my friend's girlfriend, who apparently looks exactly like my wife from behind. Nobody. I could not recover from that.
Oh,
that,
my.
Andy, I feel your pain. That happened to me before.
Dude,
what are you guys doing?
I had a hand, like, it was my ex-wife, too. Had a handful of her best friend's ass.
You thought it was your wife?
They look, like, from behind, they look alike.
Nobody believed me.
And I was
nobody
like.
Nobody believed me.
Maybe, ground rule, keep your hands to yourself until you're at home so you're sure it's your wife there.
Yeah.
That
was funny.
It was horrifying.
That,
no, I get that.
Imagine the poor woman. I mean, like,
I've been there.
Oh, she loved it. Dude, I'm a cat. Her dreamboat docked that night. What are you talking about?
Maybe. Oh, Andy, great story,
that,
man. We appreciate it.
Before.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Dude,
what are you doing?
At the gym. Yeah,
so you thought you were being real funny, and then it turned out.
No, yeah, because she just got done working out, and she was at the gym, and I smacked on the booty, and it was her friend, and her friend looked at me like, oh, I said, I am so sorry. And then Simona walked out and she said, what are you doing? I said, I thought it was you. And she looked at me like, seriously? You know. Luckily, at that point, she understood the mistake.
Your wife did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the other person that maybe is less understanding.
Gonna,
a little bit.
She was distraught.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You guys are wild. George in Williamstown is up. Hey, George.
Hi.
Hey, George.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I think you should pick Harper.
You should.
Yeah. Because he puts butts in the seats.
So if we don't pay him, will less people go to the games?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's passionate. I mean, we're a blue-collar area. I mean, how many butts has he put in the seats since he's been here?
He's put up quite a few. George, what if he says, I want to play for the 50s until I'm – pay for the Phillies until I'm 50? We just pay him?
No, you got to be logical. Oh, I mean, pay him – you know, give him like a 3-year extension.
3 years.
You know? You don't want him going somewhere else and winning.
But he's under contract for 6 more years. Where is he going to go?
I don't know. You got teams are desperate.
But he's under contract for 6 more years. Like, he can't leave here for 6 more years.
And he has a no trade clause.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, he has no trade clause. I still would pay him because, again, at least he stops whining and, you know, he's a fan favorite.
Well, yeah, he is a fan favorite, George. That I cannot disagree. George, what do you got for us? What's your story? Dumbest thing ever to apologize for?
There's some ways you can pull from, and most of our stories start with, I was drunk the night before.
Yep.
And I was stationed overseas, and I went over to my buddy's house, slept over, and I got a glass of milk, and I'm eating it. I mean, it's some of the best milk I've ever tasted. And I finish all the milk. My buddy and his girlfriend come down and says, "You drank all that milk, or you ate it?" I was like, "Yeah, it was really good." He was like, "That was Tina's breast milk."
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, George, buddy.
I still can't live that down.
Well, that's a tough one. Yeah. You need really, the apology should have went to the baby, who's probably grown up now. But that George, that is a good story, man. We got you. You're in the mix. Just gets drunk and downs a bunch of breast milk. Who hasn't, right?
George. Who drinks milk nowadays, though?
Like, yeah. Well,
grown-ups, you mean?
Not a milk guy.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I'm
like
not a milk guy.
Yeah, besides babies.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean.
He said it was the best. I mean, he enjoyed the milk, obviously. He drank it all.
I don't know any grown-ass person that drinks milk.
Well, you do.
You do?
Tucker,
he's a milk drinker.
Tucker, when he was producer with me at night, would...
Tucker drinks milk?
Sometimes gallon a night. Just
I don't believe that.
Oh, the guy would pound a half gallon like it was nobody's business. I'm not kidding. He's a milk guy.
He knows where it comes from, right?
I think everyone is pretty well aware at this point where milk comes from.
I don't want to spoil it for him, so I just leave it right.
I don't think you're spoiling anything.
Well, what?
Milk comes from cows.
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. Do you think some people out there are listening or a little surprised at where milk comes from?
Well,
I think it's pretty well known.
I think there's some, like, when you actually see what milk is, and, like, you know.
I don't think, to be
honest, I don't think people really know. Like, you know, that's not the original color milk. That's the point I'm making.
I've milked a cow before.
And that's why you don't drink milk.
Well,
it can't help.
I just didn't anyway.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
I ate cereal.
I do too.
With milk.
But I use like oat milk though.
Ew, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do the
oat. No, you turn me on to the oat milk.
Or almond milk. Both could work.
Yeah, I don't fool with that almond milk. Yeah. But I
that's not
milk,
guys.
Well, you know what it's better than? Doing what our last caller did and running downstairs and stealing all the breast milk.
That's a very low bar. There's a lot of things better than that.
Yeah, he drank it all.
Whew, that was a tough one. All right, Big V, Matt Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's going on?
Big V, what's going on?
Oh, okay. First of all, listen, the whole Phillies thing, he did it wrong. I mean, he came out, he told the truth, but then he walked it back like a little girl, like a sissy. Like,
exactly.
He's running an organization. This is not stand on business time.
It is stand on business.
The guy is a professional.
If you're running an organization, you stand on business.
Yeah, you got to be ready for the fallout.
This is what you guys are crazy. He has to put fires out. He's the CEO of an organization. This isn't stand on business.
Yes, it is stand on business because you're paying a lot of money for him to perform, and he's been underperforming since just about his entire contract.
That's not true.
And now he wants an extension. Well, hold on.
I don't want to pay him, but he has not underperformed his whole contract. That's a little bit overtime.
He hasn't performed to his level. We're not even talking about going beyond that. He hasn't performed to his level.
Sure, yes. He's been basically the same player here as he was in Washington. Very good.
Yeah. No. He was good in Washington. He got here. He played one good year, and then he started to suck.
No, again, that's not true.
So powerful.
I mean, that's not true.
What? He hasn't sucked here.
Why can't we all see what's in front of us? He's been a very good player here. Bryce Harper hasn't been very good here. How would you describe his career as a Philly?
If he was Jalen, you'd be all over him. You'd be on him like a cheat.
I have a new realization. If you invoke Jalen Hurts into a conversation that is literally nothing about him, you've lost because you got nothing. What does Jalen Hurts have to do with Bryce Harper?
That's according to you, because Jalen Hurts gets more bad press for doing things right than Harper does for the bad things he does. And everybody's remembering, oh, well, his first 2 years here, he was just great.
Again, he won a league MVP. He won a league MVP. That happened.
So did Jalen.
No, he did not. He did never win the league MVP.
Jalen won the Super Bowl MVP.
Again, that's a different thing. Sure. I mean,
okay. But here's the worst thing about it.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl MVP.
That Harper gets paid to be an elite
player. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl MVP. Larry Brown won a Super Bowl MVP. Can I keep going?
Go for it.
No, because then you're going to cut me off. You're going to tear.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the Super Bowl MVP is like.
That was TK.
Wonderful. Like, that's wonderful. He won a Super Bowl MVP. That's not a league MVP. They're different things.
Here's the thing with Harper, okay? We pay him to be an elite player because when we hope to get to those situations where the lights are the brightest and the hottest, he performs at that elite level. What has he done for the last 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, he's not been good enough.
Exactly.
I don't. You're saying it as if I want to pay him. I don't want to pay him, but I also can. We can be reasonable and not pretend he hasn't been a really good Philly.
Been a really good Philly, but what has he done for us lately?
He didn't have a great year this year.
Did you start this call by saying pay him?
I don't.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the simple fact he hasn't performed enough. His bat hasn't warmed up.
Do you want to pay him?
You said pay him.
I didn't say pay him.
Yes, you did.
Pay him is stupid.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Paying Harper to apologize is stupid.
Well,
I
agree.
That's like with Kobe when he found out that he had that affair. He brought that woman
Stop it.
Let's take a deep breath here. Let's not do that.
We said we weren't going.
Yeah, we're not. Let's not do that one.
Okay.
Big V.
Okay.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever apologized for besides this phone call?
I'm not apologizing for this phone call.
The
dumbest thing that I've ever done that I apologize for was I congratulated my friend on his wife being 3 months pregnant to find out that he was in Korea for 4 months.
Ooh.
Oh, my Lord.
That happened to me at the pregame show once.
Dude,
I remember.
Have all these happened to you?
You guys, what kind of lives do you people live?
What about you?
Remember that when I first got here.
You can relate to all of these. That's a problem.
I've done that. Remember we were at the pregame?
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, when's the baby due? And she was like, I'm not pregnant. And after that, it was nothing else for me to say. And Ike was sitting there too, right? And Ike was like, dog, what you doing? And I was like, hey, man.
What's the phrase you like? You was doing too much? I did way too much.
The most. But because, I mouthed it. I was like, when's the baby? And she was there with her man. And he's like, damn. He just kind of looked at me like, you're an idiot. But, I mean, hey. When stuff like that happens, man, you just got to kind of just stand there.
Well, you have to say, I'm sorry.
I mean, we way past I'm sorry. because basically.
That poor woman.
You called her fat.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you did in a very nice way.
And how do you walk that? Like, seriously, since we're here, how do you walk that back?
Well, you can't.
No, you just got to. You gotta sit in that one.
That's one of those you hope I never see this person again in the rest of my life.
I've seen him since.
Yeah, that's a shame. All right, 215-592-9494. Your call's coming up. You people, we'll get to you guys. And we're going to give away two four packs of Flyers tickets. The best. We got some good. This is going to be tough to choose from. We've got some good answers. We'll take more phone calls. The dumbest thing ever to apologize for. Hugh Douglas thinks the Flyers should apologize to Bryce Harper with more money. Plus, the Sixers may have had a scheduled loss, but it sounds like Donovan Mitchell was extra motivated yesterday. It's something Hugh Douglas can relate to. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. Check this out. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. Soft with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this year. So head to get you some Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey at your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a couple bottles and make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.